Blog Talk.
One more. Carly is The 15th of December, gosh, I actually remember what day it is. You know, so let's see. Tonight will be good. Tonight will be really good because there's this thing I want to say, and I'm so happy that everyone is in sub room, and I will bring on Shirley here in a minute, and so I hope everyone's having a good day. Ali is not calling in tonight because I'm, you know, you know, you know, yeah, so just say a prayer for Ali, and hopefully she will be back on Monday. My co-host, I have no idea where she is. Well, she's in chat, but she's not on the fucking phone lines, so that's okay. And I will bring Shirley on because I don't want her to feel like the ugly subsired, but she's not. You know, she's really nice, kind, and all that. Okay. Hello, Shirley. Hello?
Hello, this is Talia.
Oh, my God, Talia! Yay!
Oh, my God, like, I'm so happy to be here. Okay, I'm so sorry for last time. Like, my phone went on, and then my phone was off for a while, and I've been trying to, like, get on, but it's hard. Yeah, so I was trying to, it was, like, so hard, but, like, I'm, like, so happy to be on tonight. Like, seriously. I'm, like, so happy and excited.
Well, I am so happy you're here, you know. But, yeah, I am so happy you're here because we have missed you.
We think
where's Talia? So, Talia, you know the Laban are going to get some scenes. Is Ali okay? Yes, remember Talia? So, Talia's back, you guys. This is great. And I guess you're all. Okay, so I'm going to let this little other person on. Hello?
Hello, bitch. How are you? I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, yeah, I know. I'm just being funny now, aren't
okay,
I? Okay.
Okay, bitch. Yourself.
Yeah, I was just letting you hang in the wind for a minute there. Hey, Talia, how are you? Have a long time no hear from you, huh?
Hey, Terry, I'm good.
How's it going? Are you on winter break yet from school?
Oh, no, I get on it next week. That's why I haven't been on so much. It's so high school is whole, like, so hard. It's, like, a lot of homework and stuff.
I'm
so,
sure.
Yeah, kind of busy, but I've been, like, missing the show because I like talking about other soap operas, so I just been kind of
hey, from my own little... What did you think of Steve's tweet when he tweeted that him and Becky are going to be in scenes together? What did you think about that?
I was so happy, but, like,
I know.
Did you guys hear the, I don't know if it's rumor or true, but so far it seems true. Did you guys hear about Sam getting pregnant?
Oh, God.
You know what? No.
I don't know. I'm just, like, take it with a grain of salt.
No. Julia, don't.
So it's not true, because I don't want it to be true. I was so mad. Like, I was just so pissed when I read it. I was, like, so, like, I was just like, no, this cannot be happening. No. So I hope it is so not true. I'm so happy for him and Becky Sid. I hope they're good. I don't want them to be so tense. I just want them to be relaxed and, yeah. Because usually, like, they have scenes that where they're just, like, oh, like, so tense and dangerous and all that other kind of crap. Nobody wants that. I just want them to finally be able to talk relaxing and...
You know what? I don't think there is... I don't think they would do... Honestly, in my opinion, if they were to do that, there will be such backlash on the show. They'll drop. They'll drop. The viewership will drop more than they are now. And if you know, and in my opinion, it when Liz and Jason do get together, and if the just spam fans decide to leave, they're not going to put a dent in the ratings. They're going to. I'm sure there'll be more there'll be more viewership when Liz and Jason go on there. I don't think we'll miss the whatever handful of fans they have left. They won't put a dent in the ratings when that Liz and Jason go there, come back.
Because I was on Soap Central, and
it
was like this,
Julia, do not waste your time on Soap Central, because I'm just telling you not to, because it's stupid.
I always say this all the time, it would be so hypocritical of this show to do that, and then there's rumors going around that they're going to change Jake's paternity so Jason and Sam could have a baby.
He wasn't going to do nothing like this. So I was like, no, they cannot do this, because Steve said he didn't want to be in no contact.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
If they were to do that, then that would be throwing eggs all over our face. Basically, they would be showing us that they favor one couple for one fan base for another, I mean. They'll be laughing. They'll be sitting behind the writers that's laughing behind there. Oh, we're going to give the DeSam fans what they want, and heck with the liaison fans or whatever. And, you know, I just feel that if Jason and Liz were on any other soap opera, they would not be, we wouldn't, the fans would not be treated this way, you know? I know most days I'm positive about things that are going on, you know, especially with the tweets that Steve did about, you know, and then of course the next day I knew to expect that the DeSam fans were going to spin it to their benefit, saying that, oh yeah, the reconnection is just about Jake and Liz and how she's going to allow him in his life or whatever. But, you know, I've kind of got the wall up a little bit until I...
Okay, you guys, you know what? Let's stop having the wall up, because, you know what?
Well, do you blame me? First it was Courtney. We put under the bus for Courtney. Then we put under the bus for Sam again. And then we put under the bus for Sam again, basically. So three times. I don't know if it's been three times, but I just feel like we've just put under the bus, and hopefully, I have hope. I mean, you know, that we'll get together, because this is a soap opera. There's no telling what can happen on a soap opera. So,
right.
You know, they might be put together next week or in a few months. Maybe we should create our own spoiler and say
hey, everyone, Sully is on the phone.
Okay.
Hi, Sully.
Oh, does anybody care?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Sully, I was in this album looking at something. I am deeply sorry. I'm not perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the guests, come on, guests. Don't leave us, please. Guests were coming in and they were leaving. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Polly.
Because they saw that I was being held on and nobody was talking to me, and said, well, I guess Carly doesn't care. Hello, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
We're good.
We're good.
Jeez, man. The dog.
What's wrong, Terry?
Oh, I wish I could train my dog how to close the door instead of opening it all the time. He knows how to open the door, except he doesn't know how to close it. So Shirley, how you doing, huh?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I took me 5 seconds to watch my soaps today, especially General Hospital. I just deleted the whole thing. I can't even stand what's happening with Robin and Patrick in the Scrub storyline. I don't know. I can't stand that either.
I wanted to talk about Dade for a minute, just because I just want EJ to die, please. Can someone go kill EJ for me? Please, 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 please. Kill EJ. EJ just, I don't like him.
Well, I sort of missed days today. I didn't see all that. I caught the last 5 minutes. I didn't know what happened. Just say yes or no. I don't know whether anybody else looks at. Yeah, Terry, you watch days, right?
I haven't really been watching days because that's I don't know. You know what? It's just come to a point where I'm not into the soaps like I used to be. So basically, if I miss something, I don't really miss anything because I'll get caught.
Welcome to my world.
I still have them on my DVR. I'm recording them. But, I mean, I come home, and if it doesn't look good, if I read the description, it doesn't look good, I'll just delete it.
Then you say forget about it, right?
Yeah, I'll just forget about it. I don't miss it. I really don't miss it.
Back in the day, I could not wait
to get home to watch soap.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. The only one that I'm really, really, truly into is Y&R.
Did you see today? I love Billy and Victoria. They were so cute today on Y&R.
I love them.
They are like the best couple. They're like
they
the only couple right
couple.
Now that we could root for in daytime in general. There is no other couple that I could.
I really like them. They seem... You know, at first when they put them together, I said, Billy and Victoria, I don't know. But as they were on more often than I got into them, and they have very good chemistry. I really like them. In fact, I like them more than what was her husband's name in real life, but he's gone.
They were really married. The dude that played JT?
Yeah.
I forgot his name, but yeah.
To me, she and Billy, they have better chemistry, but that's just in my opinion. But Carly, getting back to Dave, just answer yes or no. Does Daniel know yet?
I don't think so. But I haven't watched today, so when Vizek...
How long are you going to drag?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what's so bad? I'm not even looking at. I mean, I fast forward most of B&B lately. I mean, B&B just, I mean, yeah, if they're going to do what I think they're going to do, makes an awful book under the bus every 5 minutes. How about throwing cable under the bus just for a moment?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, at some point in time, all of them get bored. Like when I was younger and I
True.
Used to watch them when I, you know, used to come home from work. But after a while, you get sick of all of them because some of them get silly, and sometimes you just get bored with them. But right now, the one that's really holding my interest out of all of them is Y&R because I don't watch GH at all other than scenes. I watch, and I finally saw Sunny and what's her name?
Brenda.
I finally saw the love scene. It was all right. It was okay. Nothing earth shattering, but it was all right.
You know what I was telling Carly we should do as we should write a we should each write a letter.
Yeah.
Like a little campaign, our own little campaign for the show. Like Allie will do that too, and maybe get Christy going on it. All of us that are listeners should just write our own little letter. It could be short. It doesn't have to be long. It could be just a short, sweet letter and how you feel about the show in general. Just write a letter and just, you know, tell them how you feel. Because I've never done it before.
Have
you done it before?
I have written in and I've called in, but I did that for
Zach and Erica?
Yes, Zach and Erica. I remember you saying that. I really campaigned hard for them.
Even though I haven't done it, I know it might not work. I mean, it could. Oh, Foster, come on. It could work, and I mean, it Well, because I hear people saying that it does work. It might not be a turnaround, real quick turnaround, but eventually, if you keep sending letters, somebody's got to hear you, you know. So I'm thinking,
exactly.
I mean, maybe it'll make me feel better to get all my feelings out, to actually send it to the people
mm-hmm.
in charge, the higher-ups, you know, not to just to Franz and to Guza, but, like, to the people higher than them. I mean, it's got to do some good. If it doesn't do anything but make you feel better that you said that you felt to them, you know.
Yeah, it's really well. I wrote all the ones that I wrote, because I wrote like 3 or 4 before, and now like they were all long, and I was like,
they were all long,
and then they had like this comment line where did you call, and I called it like every day, and like I would spin, like it would beep because it would be time up, and then I would call again and finish my what I had to say. It would be so funny because I would call like a whole bunch of times, and like one day I was like always talking about Jason Elizabeth though.
It looks like people have already written a letter. Maybe I will do that. Maybe I will write a letter.
Allie and I are going to because we were talking about this.
Put a letter. What I was thinking is just everybody put their own little letter, and then we could put it in a big yellow envelope and send it to the, you know, to whoever.
I don't know, or whatever.
That way, you know, like a little, our own radio campaign or something.
Before I forget, because if I forget, Christy might kill me. I want to live at least to Christmas. Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock West Coast time, like 8 o'clock, no, 7 o'clock time, whatever, she's having the Glee, some people from Glee on, I guess. So I'm just supposed to tell everyone and call in and stuff.
Well, you mean some of the actors from Glee?
I don't remember if it was the actor.
Oh.
And you know.
Well, I don't really watch the show, so I don't think I'd really be too interested. I don't really look. My daughter loves the show.
What show is that?
Glee.
Glee?
Oh, God, that
she
show's like
it.
The best. That
she
show is like
show.
So good. I felt
yeah. That show is
what,
good.
I when I saw the previews like for the pilot, I think it was during the summer of like last year, and I was looking at it, I'm like, that show, I didn't think it was going to be that great because a musical never really lasts on primetime musical
I
shows,
love
you know.
Musicals.
And
I
watched the
no.
first episode and I fell in love with it. And it's not one of those musicals where you're in a classroom and they stop and sing. It's actually you're sitting in the classroom and they're singing a song or something in their mind or imagining. It's just one of those show about high school in general and being
once,
in the Glee Club.
Yeah.
Huh?
I've seen it once. I watched it once or twice when it first came on, and I said they got a bunch of very talented, kids on the show. But it just didn't grab me, you know. I mean, but that's me. But Tracy loves Glee. Oh, my gosh. She never misses it. And she showed me when I was over to her house one day on the computer when Gwyneth Paltrow, when she was on the show, and she was awesome. Gwyneth was awesome. That girl can sing. Boy, she was so good on the show. I said, oh, wow. I think she played like a sub or something for the day or something like that. I don't know. But that was good. Yeah, she was very good. But on the whole, I really don't watch the show. I really don't watch it. But anyway, but that should be interesting for people who do like the show to go on the show tomorrow night. I'm sure they will.
Yes.
I'm sure it'll be very entertaining if you're a Glee fan.
Yeah. Friday night, Raise On Radio is back.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Somebody says, Audrey goes, I heard that Guza has scrapped any L&L2 reunion plans because he likes Siobhan and Lucky. I like Siobhan and Lucky myself.
I like Siobhan and Lucky, too.
It's they're a refreshing couple than what we have right now. I mean, I can't.
Exactly.
I mean, Robin and Patrick are kind of like not together right now and could care less about Jason and Sam.
Right.
They should be put in the grave and just, you know, put 6 feet under. And and then
I
Lucky,
love how you said that.
Lucky and
I
Shabbat. Well, I'm serious. They have been.
I know.
They have three times. The first time I could understand. I mean, I could understand because
exactly.
I could. The first time was there. I mean, you know, they had story. I mean, because she was going through a pregnancy and he was there with her going through it, so I could understand why they had a little fan base there. But now it's like, come on, how there is no way, there's nowhere to go with this couple. And if they, and if the rumors knock on wood are, if the rumors knock on wood, if they were ever to ever think about marrying that couple, isn't that domestication? Isn't being married and,
yes,
and having
somewhat,
didn't they say they didn't want Steve to be domesticated? And to, and then they can't, their words are going to go with that couple. They're not going to be the Mr. and Mrs. Smith anymore couple. They can't have saddle a baby around, you know, with their guns on one side and the baby on the other. You know what I mean? I mean, Sam, once the child hits the, in the, what's, once the child comes in, into the picture, Sam would, wait a minute. I can't be, you know, doing this. I don't know, but. You know, and then that Sid guy, he goes and he confirms that they're having a baby. And I looked in the magazine. It never said anything about a baby. It just said, for the Jasam fans out there, there's going to be a surprise in store for you. But that doesn't mean that there's going to be a baby or whatever. Unless I see the words in a magazine without, you know, without, you know, mysterious writing or whatever, you know, we have to get the clues for ourselves, kind of a thing. I have to see it in black and blue writing for me to really truly believe that they're having a baby. Unless Guza goes in an interview and says tomorrow, oh, they're having a baby for sure, then I will believe it. But even if it comes out of his mouth, I still would take that with a grain of salt.
You
know
what? Remember what he and Kelly said back in July. Back in July, the stupid little thingy. I'm calling everything a thingy lately. That there's no baby, there's no movie in together. So, you know, and
I like what Talia said earlier, how I remember Steve Burton saying that too. He said, because when he was going to resign with the show, he said to them, when they were going through the whole Liz and Jason thing and her pregnancy, that he said to them that if you're going to decide to make this kid Lucky's or going to make this kid mine, Jason's, and then you're going to go turn it around, then I don't want to have anything to do with this. I won't basically it was kind of, in my opinion, it's kind of like threatening, you know, I'm not going to sign my name on this dotted line unless you're going to make this baby mine and stick with it and don't down the road change it. Because there is more story for the baby to be Jason's anyway. You know, they probably realized that too when they made the Jake's his. Because, I mean, there's more story in the future for Jake and Jason and Liz.
Yeah, you know how big of a storyline he could make with his paternity.
There's so many stories that they could write for him, for having him being the father.
The thing that makes me so sad is, like, how can, like, Dante come out of nowhere and, like, this paternity of him being Sonny's son, like, comes out like that? But his paternity secret didn't, like, how long of a secret? Like, 4 years or something like that?
Yeah.
And, like, it took him forever. Yeah.
And you know what? And with the Dante and Hosunny thing, that could be Jason. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're here.
Surely we are. Yeah.
What did Carly do? Hello.
We're here.
Oh my God!
Oh,
can you hear me?
Surely we're here. Oh my God! Oh my God! It's Carly's fault now. Okay, Carly, what'd you do?
I said Carly probably hit that.
We're here.
Supposed to hit.
I didn't do.
Where did Steve say that, Talia? Did he say it in the magazine, or did he say it?
I saw it online. on one of the websites.
Yeah, a Stecky lover. I think I saw it somewhere online. I was reading something about
What's that?
What Steve said about when he was gonna when he was re-signing with the show.
Yeah.
He had mentioned. Yep. I read it somewhere. I don't remember where I read it at. It was online somewhere on one of the, you know, message boards.
Yeah, it was online
on
one of the.
He must
have
had
on,
an interview or something, and he said something
yeah,
like he wasn't going to, if they were going to
I had read that. That's when, not this last time, but like when he came back again and they decided to give him a baby. Yeah, you know. And,
it was like
and
back
he made
in,
it, and he made
I think
promise.
It was when he was resigning this last time he said that. Because
no, I don't think it was this last time. I think it was the time before.
You know, though, yeah, I know he fought for liaison, but he fought for liaison, but it was, I hate cussing. I got to
Okay.
But it was it's the fucking producers and the people behind the scenes they're stubborn. They're stubborn, and, you know, Steve could fight. I don't know. I feel like he could still fight. I mean, he could fight and fight. It's just, it's
Oh, by the way, Stalky in the room said that he sat on a, one of the BPAs that he did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that's where I read it. I think I might have read it at a recap. Somebody was recapping something from one of those events. It might have been a recap. I don't know.
You know, and you know what?
I go onto all these message boards looking for something really positive, and sometimes I find things, and sometimes, and then the next day, it spins to something else, you know?
Oh, and Audrey goes, I was just saying that Steve once laid on, and not the same, but he's doing his job. You know, that's correct. You know, Steve Buchanan, not a woman, and not giving Brian Pond blowjobs every night. So, I mean, he does not have that power like Kelly Monaco does, I guess. Okay, I cannot resist, okay?
Okay, why is
been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Longer than she has. I mean, like, he should have more power than a lot of people on this show.
I think at this point in time, people are just grateful to have a job.
That's true.
And a lot of us are going to work. We might not like what we do, but we like to eat and sleep. And in order to do that, you know, you have to do your job. And he's got a boss just like everybody else. And I think at some point, I think he just said whatever. Mm-hmm. Just like when he made that comment about, you know, about the factory. I think that's what they just go and they clock in at 9 a.m. and they clock out and they go home, you know, and they said whatever.
I
think it's
I would have believed that a couple of, you know, a year ago, but now, with us getting Steve and Becky in scenes, and there's not one scene. He says scenes. And so I'm just, you know, no matter if it's a 30-second scene, you guys, if it's like a minute scene, 2 minutes, we do not criticize. We never criticize when they were on screen together. It's that other fan base. And I'm saying when Somnet airs the Metro Code. We need to watch that and T-Mode and do whatever, because we want those ratings that go skyrocket. You know, we need to be those little bitches at their own game. And, you know, I just think that, you know, it's about time that, you know, the Metro Code was a big liaison event. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, Sam was in there, but Sam was, you know, and yeah, she was a non-player in this. Liz and Jason were, you know, were the ones that was doing it. Jason saved you. You know,
let me ask you, Carly, when is the Metro Court thing supposed to air? During the holidays at some point? When are they supposed to?
I'm sorry.
Oh, look at Switchboard. Okay, Bridget. Sorry, Bridget. Okay, Carly.
Okay.
Okay,
fine.
Guys.
You cannot multitask, Carly. Shame on you.
I was like, what the heck are you doing?
Okay, fine,
you're
Joey.
So funny.
Fine, Joey.
Joey, Dan is not coming to your house. I'll make sure of it. You're getting a lump of coal just for that.
Oh, yeah, just for that. Yeah, you guys are so sweet. Oh, that's another thing I want to talk to everyone about. Because I know we are having it so on Monday, but since I know Christmas Eve is on Friday night, but we have it so on Wednesdays, I didn't know if, like, Philly was going to go over to her daughter's early and who was going to be around and stuff. So I was,
well, you know, I don't really know what I'm going to do for Christmas. We don't know. Okay. They may come over here. I don't know. It's sort of up in the air. We don't know.
Yeah,
no
that,
one wants to do any major cooking or anything. So I don't know.
Oh, really? Wow.
Maybe we might have a pizza party.
There you go, Shirley.
You know, hybrid.
So I'm going to enjoy lots of alcohol.
Okay.
And lots of fat foods that
all
I don't
righty.
Have to cook.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Are you going over to your parents at all, though?
Heck no, they don't want to go skiing. Heck, my mom will be 72 on Friday and Saturday. She's too old.
Wow. Well, but, I mean, our family, because my sister doesn't get off work until, like, 10 or whatever. But we are doing, like, the big Christmas over my brother's Christmas Day, and people have to be there by 1, and I'm just trying to make it, like, 2 or 3, but I've been vetoed, you guys. They vetoed me. I mean, I thought, okay, you know, Tyler and Amber, but, you know, the married couple without kids yet will help me and veto me and help veto this. Now they go, oh, no, 1 o'clock is fine. I'm like, crap.
You know what happened to me?
Yes.
Okay, this is kind of a funny story, but this happened to me twice. Okay, I ordered a present for my, as a secret son, I ordered a present for my mom online. It was from this. It was like a kind of like a ring thing, whatever, one of those stretchy rings. And I come home today, and my 11-year-old niece, I have to be quiet because she hates me telling people about it. And she goes, you got a bracelet in the mail. And I'm like, a bracelet in the mail?
She opened it up.
Yeah, hold on. Who's sending me a bracelet? And I'm like, oh, it's the present for my secret son. I'm like, what are you doing opening up my mail?
Mm-hmm.
My boss, the mail.
God.
And I'm like, Lexi, you know that's illegal. That is illegal to do that. And I'm like, did you open up the whole thing? Did you take it out? She's like, yeah. And I go into my room and the box is on my bed. And I go, where's the whole packet? Where's everything? And she brings in everything that it came in. I'm like, Lexi, that was a Christmas present. What if it had been yours or something? And I was so upset. And then I go, that's the second time she's done that. The first time there was a box that came in the mail because somebody that I know sends me stuff in the mail with, like, goodies inside. And so she was looking for the goodies in there. And, I was telling my other niece, she was like laughing. She's like, it's not funny, but it is funny kind of. And then I told my mom, and my mom's like, Terry, you got to talk to her. That's federal offense. And she's like, you better tell her, mom. So I go into the room and I told my sister what happened. And she's like, oh my gosh, she did. She opened it up. I'm like, yeah, what if it had been like, you know, something important that my eyes only or something. And so, I know.
Yeah. Do you have something to tell us, Sherry?
No, I'm just saying. I know.
I'm
telling Lexi, I go, Lexi, the next time you open something up, make sure that I'm here and here and you have my permission, because I guess my sister lets her open up her mail or something. And I was like, because she's looking for, the goodies that come in. Into the mail or whatever. And it's like, okay. Oh my gosh, it was so bad.
Yeah, and she goes, because I was on the phone line with her, and she goes, see, I mean, I did not mean to laugh, but when she was telling her little niece, it's illegal. Whatever, this is illegal what you're doing. It was this.
It is. It's illegal to look at people's mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's illegal, you know.
It's a felony.
I mean, it's a felony. Yeah, so my mom was saying it's a felony. She, you better sit her down and talk to her. That's a serious thing. I'm like, I know. And then Lexi's walking by. She's like, you told everybody. You're telling everybody. And I'm like, and Tanya's like, because Tanya heard that. Tanya's like, no, she was telling that to you. And I was like, well, of course. Other people need to know about that so that way they could sit her down and tell her that that's not a good thing to do. And I'm sitting there thinking, maybe she's just going through her phase in life. She's almost 12. Maybe she's getting that attitude thing going on there too. But, I mean, she just, you know, she's just like the way she was. It's like I can't believe she did that. She's never looked in anybody's mail before like that. And she leaves it, and the box is open, all the way open. Like, and I'm the first time I'm questioning who's opening my box, the box, because I'm thinking, why would somebody want to open a box of magazines and unless they knew what was inside? But, you know, it's funny.
Well, because he was...
Somebody sends me like little treats, like I said, and so they know of my little treats because I'm handing them out too. And so I guess that's what she looks for, but still, that's the, she needs to ask me first, you know. It's
How many people are leaving GH because Claire is gone today?
What?
Claire's leaving the show?
Yeah,
Claire's gone.
Today was her last day. She's heading to Alaska.
Yes.
Okay, but is he really?
There's one character off of GH now. So
remember that spoiler
that said five characters were leaving GH?
Yep.
Well, that bus crash is coming, and there's supposedly casualties in that.
Okay, who's Hunter?
Bridget,
can somebody say who's Hunter?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's Matt Hunter.
Matt Hunter.
That's what I thought, too.
Matt, because there is no Hunter unless it's a day player or somebody that Christina's friends with.
Yeah, but
somebody
they don't really give you the names of the day players. You just know that
Molly's
the day player.
Supposed to get hurt, and Olivia's supposed to get hurt because Carly bowed out. Carly was supposed to go with them, but Carly bowed out and has Olivia go, and Olivia gets hurt. She has to go into surgery because she's really supposed to be really bad hurt.
Yep. Now, does Pam get hurt?
Pam's the only doctor there because Patrick and
Patrick and Robin.
Because they're spending time together for the whole.
Does Pam get hurt on this?
I don't know. The pediatrician comes on the same time as this wreck. So some kid, it must be Molly that gets hurt if it's a pediatrician, but she's too old to have a pediatrician.
How old is Molly? How old is she?
She's got to be, what, 8 or 9?
She's supposed to be younger than a pediatrician.
She's not too old for a pediatrician.
Oh, well,
you know, the funny thing is that Molly's supposed to be younger than Cameron, but that's how it goes.
Older,
but then Molly's older than Cameron.
Yeah, but Molly's supposed to be younger than Cameron because Cameron was born in
2004.
Molly was born in 2005.
Yeah, but G8 doesn't pay attention to that.
I know.
That's sad.
But Cameron, I don't know. Maybe Cameron gets minorly hurt. I don't know. Maybe he's just not bad. But I can't remember.
I know the story said
Molly's supposed to get hurt because...
Maybe that's the reconnection of Jason and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Maybe him getting hurt is like
Maxie and Matt are on the bus. They said a day player and many casualties. So I'm wondering
if somebody does die though. A couple people do die, right?
Yes.
I kind of liked what Stocky said in the.
I am hoping Molly dies.
Well, okay,
you
turn on me.
Well, if they have to put a kid under the bus, maybe it should be Molly, huh? Yeah. I'm sorry, but if they, because it seems like, to, I don't know, because soaps, look at poor Jake. Look at what he's been put through on this show.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on.
He got run over by Edward, his own great-grandpa.
Yeah, he better not be get, I'm sorry, Jake better not be get put under the bus in any way, in any fashion on this show, because he's already been through it. For any, he's already been through hell in his 3 years of living on Earth in Port Charles. Well, he's been kidnapped and almost killed by a car.
Yeah.
You know?
He's been kidnapped twice.
Right.
He's almost run over by his great-grandfather.
And threatened by Sam McCall. And
he don't know who his dad is. He
and that right there. Yeah, he doesn't know who his dad is. And I think Liz and Jason could protect their family than being apart, in my opinion. But no. So
yeah, my opinion too.
Okay, I'm not
going to
get
on the bus. So she wouldn't let those little ones go on that bus. The only reason I think Cameron's on is because I think Steve takes him.
Okay.
Because Elizabeth, they didn't mention Elizabeth or Andy. I don't think they would take him anyway. They're still too little.
Why are people on the bus anyway? Are they going on a trip? Why are they
on
the bus?
They're Steve,
going on a ski trip. They are going on a ski
trip.
Steve wants
to up their morale at the hospital, so he suggests a ski trip for everybody to get
friends and family.
Yes.
When is it supposed to happen? Is it supposed to happen not next week, but the week after,
I'm thinking before the end. I thought it was
the 29th, I think.
Yeah, the end of December. Beginning of January.
Yeah, it happened like after Christmas.
Audrey goes, the December reunion and liaison separation is one of the worst plotted stories ever. I agree.
Yeah.
Because Liz and Jason were broken up for nothing. They were broken up for nothing What have Jason and Sam have? They haven't had a story since they've been put together.
No.
They haven't.
Keep telling everybody, there's something big coming up. There's something big coming up.
Yeah.
Stucky said it's on the 29th.
Yeah. It's on the 29th, yeah.
They say the beginning of January is when Molly starts acting strange. Because, see, I guess Sonny does propose to Brenda, and Brenda asks.
Yeah, he proposes to her. I was going, oh, God.
And Molly to be bridesmaid.
Okay,
You know, Audrey, you should come on the show. You should come call.
Yeah.
I love when you call in on the other show.
Yeah,
what you have to say.
See how the code.
Oh, you have a cold? Okay. Well, when you get better, one day, just come on to the show and talk. We won't bite. So
who's that?
Somebody goes. I mean, if you have to ignore the whole fact that Jason has a kid to make a couple work, then that couple doesn't work to begin with. Yeah.
Okay. Stucky, thank you. The hostage crisis repeat is the 30th and the 31st.
Yeah, because I think liaison moment's the 31st, surely.
We need to tune in that day. Even though the ratings don't matter that day, but it will prove. It will prove to everybody that liaison is much bigger.
I think the 31st is when the liaison moment in the elevator is.
Oh, God, I'm just going to
love that.
I love
that
part.
I think the second day is when Elizabeth and Jason talk about Jake.
You know, watching videos of Liz and Jason, my heart, like, I haven't done any watch. I'm just saying, when I do watch videos of Liz and Jason, it's like I just want to just scream and just you know, I don't know. It's so hard to explain. I want to combust or something. You know, their chemistry is just like out of the ballpark. You know,
Off topic really quick. Did you see They Live Our Life today by any chance?
I didn't get to see the whole one, but I'll get to see it here again in about 10 minutes because it comes back on 10.
Susan had a question, Yeah, I had a question too.
Okay, I can probably answer it because I
course,
know Daniel
has a question.
Daniel knows that Philip is lying and he's cheated. He just doesn't know it's
oh,
blown.
Really?
Oh,
really?
But
he
that
and Philip had a fight
Philip
today. They
the
both
bottom.
Got bruised up pretty good.
Really?
But, yeah, Daniel is pissed. He is
oh, yeah,
out for
I know
blood.
Now. I saw that was on yesterday, right? That happened yesterday?
Yes.
When he grabbed,
well,
no, but I thought that he was supposed, that Daniel was supposed to find out that Philip is really Chloe's baby's father, but he hasn't found
not
out yet,
that
right?
I know of, because
okay.
Philip was
okay.
looking for Daniel. He went to Maggie's looking for Daniel, and he made an excuse not to tell Melanie what's going on, and you know how Maggie's mind's working. She goes, this is bullshit. And then Daniel goes knocking on somebody's door. Whose door is it? To look for Philip. So, and they looked at Johnny's eyes, and there is definitely something wrong with his eye.
Oh no, that's
yeah,
why
that's
just
what I was
about
to figure out. What is wrong with his eye? He said the yeah,
that
is
they say he's going blind. They
blind?
From the spoilers, he might be going blind.
Oh, poor little kid.
I know.
Why don't they leave the little kids alone?
Well, and Jam EJ, Rafe went to him, saw the picture, and Rafe went to him, and that damn EJ,
what's
he's such theory? A freaking asshole.
Huh?
What's funny?
I'm sorry. No. Oh. No, I'm...
What?
Nothing.
Cracking up.
No, me and Carly, we're PMing each other. We're just being funny when we're a private PM here. So yeah, I try not to laugh, but it's hard.
yes. No, but because I read somewhere that he will he get blind?
I heard he's going blind, but I don't know for sure. I know there's Lexi looked at him today and shined the light in his eye, and
okay.
AJ goes, there's nothing, is there something wrong? She goes, she told him there is something definitely wrong. So I don't know. That's just
okay.
the beginning of it.
This is the part
okay.
that I didn't get. How could Rafe, who isn't a doctor, see that there's something wrong with the kid? How can
because,
he see without,
well, because,
you know,
because they looked into a picture, him and Will.
Yeah,
and,
I know. I saw
sister,
that.
And something must not have been right in the picture.
Oh,
maybe
well,
he was looking,
whatever.
Or maybe something weird was going on in the picture that maybe they think something's wrong with his eyes.
Okay.
Because when Lexi shined the light in his eyes, he turned away and he said, that hurts.
Ah.
And... And
maybe it's a detached retina or something.
I don't know.
Oh,
what's going on?
I got a question. I have a really, really, really stupid question, but it's relevant. Okay, remember all those years ago that Tony was blind? Maybe there's some genetic thing, because...
I don't know.
Okay, because
but
see,
Tony wasn't
blind
for long. He wasn't, but he kind of faked that.
Okay.
And he could see, and then he pretended he couldn't.
Oh, that's right. Okay, forget that. He
played that really well.
You know, I still
think
he
was
like...
in an accident to get blind there for a little bit, if I remember right.
Okay.
It was an accident that blinded him for a while.
Now Lucas is the father of both of them. I think, why do they have to make Johnny a stupid demure? I mean, you know, I hate, you know, and
for
then...
The angst.
Well, yeah, and then...
And to add on to the Demerit debacle. Because Stephanie ain't going to be here forever. I mean, that man's going to have to die at one point. They got to add in the gene pool somewhere.
But you know, they were having, like, on soap.com or whatever, this 12 Days of Christmas or 12 weather, and number one was all about the Houghtons' Christmas and about Alice with the donuts, and it was like, I thought it was, you know, a little good read, but I don't remember where I found it. We have guests in the room. We have one, two.
Are you just figuring
three.
That out now?
No, I saw it before, but they keep popping in and out.
Okay. I've been seeing three guests in there for a while. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're late to the party there with the guest thing.
See, you're not paying attention, Carly.
Fuck you, bitch. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. I think ours is, when I go on to the other, I shouldn't say radio show, you know, the Devil's Den, they're not fun. You know, you go in there, we're always fun. They
bitch and moan about everything.
Yeah. And it's all for fun for us. Even when we cuss each other out, it's all for fun. But I mean, you know, we won't even chase anybody away. We're nice. If they want something to say, come in, they could come and say it. Like the Anne24.
Exactly.
I think she was a Just Dance fan. Obviously she was in their chat room. But,
exactly. And we
she could come back, we won't chase her away. You know, if she wants to bash, you know, whatever, you not maybe if she, you know, if she wants to say something in a polite way, you know, whatever, but don't bash anybody, I mean, you know, in any way or whatever.
Has anyone seen the new AMC openings? Has anyone saw it yet?
Saw what?
Okay.
I
like it. I like it. The only thing I hate about it is they left Amanda out of the opening.
How did only Amanda?
I don't know. I mean, she had the picture with who, Jake, and Trevor, but it's not that she's like, you know, she doesn't have her own picture. But I thought the AMC opening was very well done. It's like a scrapbook, kind of. And I liked it. I mean, it was refreshing to kind of see a new opening because I guess they haven't had a new opening for, like, since 2004, 2005. Okay. Now it's gone quiet, people. Jerry, is Vampire Diaries new or is it off for the...
It's off for the winter. Oh, God. It's off for
They're doing reruns.
Everything is off for the winter until January, the end of January or something. So, yeah.
I want to know who all is like really, really like annoyed with like Sharon. I'm like, I don't know why. I just don't like. I really don't like her right now.
Talking about Sharon on YNR, right?
Yes.
You know what, people? I know I'm probably in the minority here.
Oh,
but I love
go.
Sharon and Adam. Okay, shoot me now. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
There's
no
head.
Why.
I never liked Sharon and Nick. I don't know. I just...
Yes.
I guess because... I don't know. I like them. It kind of reminds me of Jonathan. It kind of reminds me of Jonathan and Tammy, not the cousin sense, but Jonathan came to town as a bad guy. He was getting even because he was Reva's son, and he was getting even with Reva by seducing his cousin and getting back at Reva for that. And then, you know, and then they kind of, you know, he didn't change because he wanted to, she didn't want to change him. He changed because of her, and they both changed each other. I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I don't know why I like them. I just do. I can't really put words into it. I just never was a Nick and Sharon fan, and they both, I guess, I don't know. It's hard for me. Ask me later, and I'll probably have a better answer for you. I don't know.
I like Nick and Sharon, but I'm just saying, like, if they would have had, like, Nick and Adam happen a different way instead of Adam being so bad, because I was like, Adam is cute, but I'm just saying, like, he's just crazy. Like, he did that to her daughter, and she just, like, run. Like, I mean, like, I understand that she want to help him, but I mean, like, come on, like, seriously, Sharon, I mean, he did that to your daughter, and you're just, like, trying to make everything seem like you just want to help him over some Sky killing. Who cares about Sky? She's dead. Oh, well. I mean, just who cares? Like, I just don't get it. Like, if he didn't do that to Faith, I wouldn't have cared. But, I mean, like, that was, like, wrong of him. So, I mean, like, kind of stupid of me. But, yeah, I guess.
Well, as we all know, Sky isn't really dead anyway. So, she's right in that sense. I mean, he didn't kill her. And I can't wait until Victor gets back, and then they're going to find Victor's at it again, boy. Victor just had his hands Karen, and though. Everything. Huh?
I said Victor's gonna be mad at Sharon, like, well, like, he's like, I don't even care about the whole Sharon wanting to help Adam. It's the point that he did that to her child, and she's not trying to understand it. People don't care that you want to help him. They're just talking about the past. Well, not exactly the past, but they're talking about when he did that to your daughter. She's not talking about, oh, my God, I want to help Adam. Everybody's like, I don't care. We're talking about when he did that to the baby. And she's like, I want to help him. And I'm just like, oh, my God. But I don't know.
I think one of my favorite couples on YNR is Michael and Lauren. I love them. They have the best relationship out of any other couple on that show. And I'm starting to like Billy and Vicky, which you know, they are good. They were just sweet today. You just want to just take them and just hug them. You know, they were so sweet today. You know, I really enjoyed that. As far as Sharon and Nick, I'm sick of Sharon and Nick. I'm sick of Nick and Phyllis. And
right, I'm just tired of all of them.
You know,
what do you guys think? Do you guys think Phyllis made a good choice about Daisy?
I, you know, why and all, yeah, Billy and Victoria is, like, my only couple besides Victor and Maggie on Days, and Zeke and Amanda on AMC, One Life to Live, Natalie and Dawn. Audrey, I hate Nick and Sharon. Yeah, Audrey, so do I. I've never been a fan of Nick and Sharon. Ever. I don't know. I could never.
I think John is really Natalie's father of the baby. I think
I think it goes the way it goes.
Those paternity results, he did Natalie instead of Jessica's.
Yes.
Because he never specified which daughter he changed the results for. Because Natalie's name for both on there. And he had Natalie's on the screen.
Yeah, it had Natalie. So, and it said that
John is really Natalie's baby's father.
I think, too. And I think that Jessica.
And that Marty needs to get her ass kicked because she is turned into a psychotic bitch.
Yes, she is. She's, like, tripping, like, real hard. Like,
oh, man. She's lost
it. Is she supposed to be leaving the show, Bridget?
I hope so, because I can't stand her.
I do, too.
Okay, what are you talking about now? I'm sorry. I was doing something. What are you talking about?
Marty, I think Natalie's baby's John's.
You know what? Yeah, I think so, too. I
go to the doc, go to and change paternity results. Jessica's and Natalie's were both in the system, but he was on Natalie's account.
Yeah, he changed Natalie's.
And I don't think it's Brody's. I think it, and Jessica's is Brody's is really true. But I think he changed Natalie's, not Jessica's.
I think he changed Natalie's, too. That's what I was telling Carly when
yep.
because
yeah.
Because he never fully said which daughter.
No.
He just said
your daughter. He never
yeah.
said one.
So Brody's actually the father of Natalie's, of not Natalie's, but of Jessica's, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, but I think Brody really is the father of Jessica's because
I think
I don't
so
think
too.
He,
I hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, me too.
I hate when they do
this. And you know who? Yeah, then you know who I want them to get with? It's because I'm so fucking tired of her fucking Natalie's life with Marty. You know, when Todd kind of did that mean thing about not letting Marty see Hope, in a way I'm like, okay, good, Todd, you, even though you should not be interfering in this, I was kind of happy because I do not like Marty.
I didn't like how she snapped on Star. That was like really.
Oh
weird.
Yeah,
like, oh,
she
God,
flipped out
mean.
On Star.
Yeah, she was like
really. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yes,
she blamed her for Cole being where he's at because she was chasing after James.
James.
You know what?
Oh,
I can't even.
God.
I'm like fast forwarding One Life to Live right now too because I don't. I'm tired of this angst
and that
for John and
Echo.
Natalie.
Oh, that Echo woman is driving me nuts.
I can't. Jeez, I'd rather her.
Yep.
And that new chick for Joey. Oh, God, she needs to go, too, because I can't.
Yes,
I think she's
Joey.
Playing Joey.
I think
she's
think
she what?
I think she's playing
Joey.
I think she playing Joey, too. I love the actress that's playing. I love the actress that's playing.
Yeah,
Aubrey.
Me, too.
She was on As the World Turns Forever. She played Katie, so I don't really know what's going on there. I've been fast-forwarding this. I can't get into these soaps right now. I can't get into them fully like I used to.
Well, she was
even
back to As the World Turned
I'm
Around.
Todd and Tay are the only one that I watch, but they haven't been on lately.
Oh, they were on today.
They were on today.
Oh, they were?
And then
oh, God.
Nora's missing because Rex had Nora in his car when he got in that wreck, and now she's missing.
Which is so weird.
Because he found her in the motel.
Yeah, it's weird. Like
and now she's
she
gone.
Missing, like,
so she either fell out of the car when it wrecked or something happened to her because she is not there. Because he told Bo that she was with him in the car.
I read a spoiler that she's going to come back up, like, found, but she's going to forget some things or something like that. She's going to forget
yeah.
that something happened.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, okay. We don't need Noah having another
amnesia.
We haven't seen them. Yeah, I haven't seen her that before. Oh, am
yeah.
I wrong? Yep. Oh, she was in a coma.
Yeah, but she way back when she had a little bit of amnesia too. She didn't know who people were. Way back when.
Okay.
But yeah, because Rex found her in the motel when
yes,
he was checking out the motel.
Who do you guys think killed Eddie?
I don't know.
I can't stand Todd and
McBain just found Todd's cuff link in the motel room.
Which is weird.
That whole thing is weird. And, you know, at first I thought it was Matthew. I'm like, what if Matthew killed Eddie?
You know what?
Matt Damonez needs to come clean about Clint because you don't realize both of
yes.
them, and he deserves to know that he's just as powerful as Clint is. He's a, you know, she needs
that's
to back up.
Inez, she don't be thinking. She could have probably just told Bo, and Bo would have went along with it. She just acts so, like, she always thinks she's protecting everybody. I don't like that. She always thinks she's protecting James and Ford and Nate all the time. Like, I'm just like, oh, my God, you just ruining other people's lives. Like, and I love Nora and Bo, I'm sorry. And I love them, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
You know what? There was one character that I loved Bo with. It was she played on Another World. She played
Another World.
She played Vicky on Another World. I think she played Sarah
Vicky
on One Life
on
to Live.
Another.
Yeah, I loved
her name
Sarah
was Sarah
and
was
Bo. I loved them. I don't know. I was never a big Bo and Nora fan. I don't know why. I guess people have their own. couples, you know, that they really like we, you know, but I just could never get into Bo and Nora. I know, maybe I'm crazy, but I guess because I was a Bo and I think it was a Bo and Sarah fan, and when they, I don't know if she was killed off or not. Was she killed off One Life to Live or what?
I don't remember. That's been a long time ago.
Okay, and am I wrong on this? But didn't Bo, wasn't Robert Woods on Days of Our Life for like a limited time? Like, or am I just imagining this?
I don't think so, but I don't remember.
What are you talking about?
If he did, it was a long time ago.
What are you talking about? I got interrupted.
I thought Bo was on, from One Life to Live, I thought Bo was on Days of Our Life. I don't know why I'm thinking this.
I don't know.
I don't think so, but that if he did, it was a long, long time ago. Because he's been on One Life to Live for a long time.
Yeah, he has.
Now,
he's
Clint,
been on since he was young.
Clint was on, the actor who plays Clint, he was on Guiding Light for a long time.
Clint yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't really watch One Life to Live. Yeah. You know, I was in Kmart today, and I was reading some of the Soap magazine, just glancing through them, waiting online. And I didn't get a chance to read it, but Soap Opera Digest has this article about Alicia Mishku, and apparently she's upset with the way the writers have been writing her character, and she's standing up for her character, and she's not going to have. I wonder if anybody else had read the article, because I wanted to read. I said, oh shit! But then I had to leave the store, and I didn't buy. And I don't buy those magazines. I read them while I'm standing online. But and it's and apparently she was very upset over the way her character was being portrayed, and she's a hell of a fine actress, you know, she can act, so I don't know what she's upset about, I don't know, but I was wondering if any of you guys heard about anything, or had you read the article? Apparently not.
I went, and I'm on Ripka, and Liz has also appeared on television series of Roseanne and then NBC Soap Opera Days of Our Life.
Huh. It must have been a long time.
I'm glad I've never seen it. I read the article, and it was about how she's upset about Thurston K.
Leaving the show.
Leaving. And, you know, she doesn't want to be put she wants to have a chance to be independent for a while, and she was upset that Thurston left because, you know, this was her best pairing yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was. They were very good together. They were very good. All the people were getting sick of them, but they were the couple on AMC, you know, for quite some time. But apparently, he didn't want to make that that move out to California. Of course, his wife is still in New York, so you can understand that, you know. So, whatever.
Well, maybe he could go back to One Life to Live and take him and Marty can go right off to the sunset together.
No, I thought I heard something about her possibly leaving the show or something. I don't know. But
But then in Who Bring Home the Bacon, he left his show, so she's got to do something to keep money.
Right.
Are they married? Are they actually?
Yeah, they've been married for quite a while.
Yeah, and
I like Thurston K. I think they got married when they were together as husband and wife on the show.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Because they've been together a long time since then.
Long time. All righty.
I mean, this. I was sad to see Thurston K. leave because I just thought, you know, their appearing was really good. And I just thought, oh, they should have just stayed with them for a little while longer. But, you know, I guess when, you know, them moving to California, he didn't want to go. But I always thought, you know, I wish he would have done, like, every other week or every 3 weeks, because I don't think Susan Lucy has moved to LA. I think she is still commuting.
She hasn't. You know, probably what they do, she probably has to work that much hard. You know, they probably shoot, you know, so many scenes, and then she goes, you know, goes back to New York. She goes home and comes back, you know. And some people don't mind doing it. I mean, she has the money, you know, because that she's the richest actress there is in daytime. But who knows? You know, she didn't mind it. Whereas now David Canary said he ain't going nowhere. So he quit the show. You know, he was tired. I guess he didn't feel like going, you know, that back and forth thing. So he left.
You know, I really do miss David Canary on that low.
Yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't seem the same. It seems like
as far as trying to be him, and he's not doing the job.
Ooh,
he's trying to be inventive like he was, and he's not pulling it off. And Annie's going to go psycho on his ass here pretty soon.
Oh,
look, did you see her face? Ooh.
I like Annie and JR, though.
I like Annie and JR together. They have some hot chemistry going. I like JR. But he's such, you know, when you think he's going to be, I said, oh, he's trying to change. But basically, he's trying to keep his son in his life, you know. So he's
you know
playing,
that's
what's
also playing her to get her to stop the custody suit.
Right, I know. That's what I'm saying. You know, he's playing her. He doesn't really love her.
Playing this game he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
He's much better off, and then he's putting Annie in the middle of it, and she's getting weirder and weirder by the second because he can't go to play family.
Yeah.
And she's gonna.
You know, I
soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking. You know, Marissa doesn't have any, Marissa doesn't have any really rights to, Zero's son. I mean, the adoption,
well,
the Leonard.
Jack does, Carly, because he made her legally his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So she does have rights.
When they got married.
After
right?
He wrote up a thing, and she is legally. AJ's mom.
His mother. So she has She has every right to do what she's doing. I mean, but I'm going to say JR is a very loving father. He is a control freak just like Daddy. I mean, you know, want to control this and, you know, as Bridget said, you know, he tries to be his dad, but nobody can play that part like Adam.
Adam
never changed in all those years. He was still vindictive
That's it.
The man you love to hate.
Yeah, really. You really.
I thought it was really something when Adam put together. I like Adam and the one that died, not Dixley, but, you know, but not Dixley, but the one he put in the mental institution. And I'm like, you know, Adam was a really good character. And, and Audrey goes, Chad and Dixley in the beginning were awesome. And she misses Jenny and Greg.
Yeah, Tad and Dixie, the old couples, Tad and Dixie. Together forever. Yeah. Oh, well.
I thought you were Shirley.
I thought.
Huh?
Hey, Shirley, did you watch Dexter?
Terry, I can't. It's not working for me. So tell me what happened.
I haven't seen it yet.
No,
well,
because it's not acting right. I tell you, I get the dialogue way after the scenes, and then
Okay, I'm going to try to sum it up. Okay.
Okay.
They caught Jordan Chase kidnapped Lumen and had her in the trunk.
Okay, that
and
I saw. Okay.
You saw that. Okay,
saw.
And then
yeah,
Dexter found them. He put two together and found them at the old campsite where it all started. And Deb was putting two and two together where he was at too, where Jordan took Lumen and everything. And
okay.
So, And Quinn was also arrested for the death of the cop that Dexter killed.
Okay.
You know, they found blood on his boots, you know, and everything.
Right.
And,
I knew they were going to see it. And, yeah, right.
But, and then so they killed, actually, Lumen's the one that killed Jordan. And then Deb showed up as they were cleaning up. Deb showed up as they were cleaning up, but she couldn't see who they actually were. She didn't see Dexter. She saw, like, there was a piece of tarp or a plastic sheeting over, so she could only see like their shadow, and she's like, you better stop right there or something. And so she let them go because she knew what the guys did to Lumen and everything. She knew that she was number 13 and everything, and so basically she let them go. She's like, the cops will be here in an hour. That'll give you enough time to leave or whatever. And so she let them go, and then Quinn kind of, because for Quinn, the blood came, you know, he was doing the blood to do the blood stain to find out who
belonged to him.
And so he basically let him off on that too, Quinn, you know, because that was, what's his name, blood on his boot, but he kind of, so it was actually, and the kids are back, the kids came back, they were spending the summer with Dex, and Lumen's, her dark shadow was gone, because she doesn't have that feeling anymore, because Dexter wanted her to stay. But Dexter came home, you know, and found Lumen packing, and Lumen said, I don't feel it anymore. I don't feel the need anymore. And Dexter kind of was kind of sad about that. Basically, you know, she just said that she can't do it anymore. She has to leave. So basically she left, and Dexter.
Okay.
Yeah, and everything. So it kind of ended on a good note, basically.
Oh, okay.
There was no shocking ending or anything like that. So
yeah,
it actually
was
pretty good. So, yeah. If you can watch it.
I can't because it's just not working on Cast TV, that whole
episode. Well, maybe they'll do like a, I don't know, maybe you can find
a
way.
I don't get Showtime, so
you don't get Showtime.
No,
oh, okay.
That's the whole point of me trying to get it all, you know, without paying. You know, I'm not paying for this. I pay enough for cable. Shoot, I ain't paying for Showtime. You know.
I like what Audrey goes in there. She goes, I don't get how anyone could be a fan of Jassam. They don't even look good together, in my opinion. Yeah, I know. Me too. Except I liked her with Michael Easton, like you said, Audrey, in there. I liked, she was good with him on Court Trials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out she was coming to General Hospital. I thought, oh, okay. I liked her on Port Charles, and maybe they'll bring her back as Olivia, because that's Kevin's daughter. But no, they totally rewrote a new character for her.
Mm. Oh, well. Moving right
you
along.
You know what? I think if Sam wasn't pushed down our throats, like, since she's been on this show, maybe I could like her some. I liked it when she was with Lucky, you know, with Greg Vaughn's Lucky. I grew to like her because she was out of Jason's orbit and she wasn't pushed down our throats as much when she was with Jason. I don't know. I guess. You know, if she was
well,
with somebody
for me,
other
it's
than
a breath
Jason,
of fresh
like
air
her.
When it's Sam free on GH
mm-hmm.
because it flows
yeah.
so much better when she's
I know,
on.
Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I know. Even when she was with Patrick, I had a fast forward.
I'm fast forwarding
favorite characters because of Sam.
Yep.
I can't stand her. I'm sorry.
I actually recently watched on
this character. And to the DeSam fans who are listening out there, I'm sorry, but I don't know.
You don't have to apologize.
I don't know how you could like this couple. Maybe the first time around I could get it. But the second and third time around, I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
I don't really watch GH, but then when I read recaps, it seems to me like Kelly Monaco is on more often now. I mean, I thought she was supposed to be on
less. Well, she did tweet that she wasn't going to be on the show much in December.
Yeah. Huh?
She did tweet that she wasn't going to be on the show much in December.
Really? Well, she's been on a lot, and December will be over in another couple of weeks, so...
Oh, okay. I don't have a dent in my car.
Hello?
Oh, God. Sorry, yeah, I was just talking to my 11-year-old niece here, so...
What happened?
Seeing that her mom and my mom have a dent in their car.
Uh-oh.
I think they hit each other. I was telling them they hit each other. She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, gosh, I hope I don't have a dent in my car. It's just what I need, a dent in my car.
That's not what you... Yeah.
Terry, you're talking to the accused felon? Oh, God.
I go to her. I go, Lexi, I'm not mad or anything, but did you open up the first box, my package that I got in the mail? She's like, yeah. I go, next time, before you open a box, let me know that you can open it. That way I can give you my permission if it's something that, you know, I want somebody to look at it, whatever. I mean, it was just something that Carly sent me in the mail, a package, and, you know, there was magazines, because she, instead of throwing her magazines away, the soap magazine, she'll send me a bunch of them, plus little goodies like candy or something inside, and so they know, Lexi knows that I get candy when I get a big package or something, and she opens up, she even told me that, she even said to me that she's looking for, like, the treats or the candy or something.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Well, she's 11. I mean, I understand that she was just being curious.
I'm not angry or anything.
I'm just like, you know. Yeah.
She could have denied opening it and said the dog did it. Better to tell the truth than tell a lie. That's what I was learning.
I know. Hey, you know you've got their radio show on right now? DeSam has their radio show right now as we're talking to.
Oh, no.
Really?
Please. Terry.
But the thing is, DeSam might not have their radio show that much longer because all of us got from Blog Talk an email today that... For the new day, for when we want prime time slots, we are going to have to pay $20 a month. But I'm going to because I want to get my show. But I thought, I'm sure 18-year-olds could not do that every month. So, yeah, I was thinking they might not be on at night anymore because all of us got it down in February. They are doing it. And
I sent a letter and complained about them.
I wonder why they're trying to do that.
After it sent a nasty email to the host about how they treated me on there.
Really?
And I let them have it.
Oh, you did? Really? Good.
I also sent a complaint to Blog Talk about how they run their show.
That is good. Good, Bridget.
They don't want to be disrespecting anybody. That's a bunch of crap how they treat people.
Yeah, because you're supposed to come in there and be able, no matter if it's a DeSam radio show or if it's just aimed at one couple,
so
you should be able to go on there. It's a free thing. Anybody could go on there. It's just like a free country.
Yeah.
You know, we could speak our mind, whatever, you know, free speech or whatever
goes.
I mean, so they're just rude. They're so rude. And that host,
yeah, they are.
gotten in there. I've gotten in there before. Even Christy. Even Christy, I guess, has gotten in there, and they're so rude to her, too. And that guy, the Richard Sims guy, I guess he went in there once to talk about something. She had invited him to her show or something, and for an hour, they were disrespecting him for an hour, and he was surprised. He went back onto his show the next week and said he was very surprised that the host of that show did not even say anything to them.
Nope. Never said a word on how they were downgrading my lifestyle.
Yeah.
That, I'm sorry. They shouldn't have a show then if they can't keep their damn people in line.
Right.
I know. I mean, it's just too bad that she has people on that show that are like that, because we haven't. Nobody on our show is even like that. We understand
exactly.
Respect people. You know, we know what it is like to respect people. And, yeah, it's just a freaking – it's just a fucking fictional show. I mean, why are they so – you know, they're so rude. Why do they have to be so rude for a fictional character? We know it's just a fictional show and that, you know, I mean, I don't really care to really watch it right now. You know, I'm just fast-forwarding, so it won't bother me to not watch it, and you know, or whatever. I've done it before. I could do it again, and you know, and if Jason and Liz or when they get together, I'll tune in and be excited about it. But I'm not excited about the show like I used to be.
And the thing is, they might not be there forever, so you know.
I know.
They can go at any time.
I know, and these people, they think that they're going to be that. They think that they're going to be there forever, and they keep saying. And there's rumors out there that they're going to have a wedding in February, a Desam wedding. And I'm
they've been
saying that for 2 years now.
Heck, they've been saying the change of Jake's paternity since the day the poor kid was born.
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
It's not going to happen.
Just over themselves. Because
You know what? Even if worse comes to worse and they do get married, they're just going to lose a whole lot more.
They will.
Fans, you
and
know,
they
the
will.
Then
really
he'll be domesticated because he's married.
He'll be domesticated. I know.
They
don't want
Jason character.
Domesticated because Jason's not going to be this guns fighter, whatever you call, however they put it, whatever they said about
him. Look how important him turned out because they weren't even married a year.
No, they weren't. They were not even. But I don't think they were even married 6 months.
Yes,
I could be wrong.
They were married. But, yep, they were married.
No, I know they were married. I know they were married, but I didn't think they lasted like 6 months.
I don't even think they lasted 6 months.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean.
Courtney and Jason.
Oh, yeah, they didn't last that long either.
So.
They didn't, and see, he couldn't.
Get a wedding, so they could get divorced too.
He,
or get killed.
And you know what? The thing was is that Courtney was pregnant, and she didn't tell Jason that she was pregnant. She did her own little thing and went to rescue Carly without any thought to Jason's feeling or
the
baby or whatever. And
she lost
the baby and it caused her to have damage, but miracle baby happened a few years later. But he divorced her. He could not forgive her for that, for having lost a baby like that, for what she had done. And they broke up he divorced her, but he couldn't forgive her. Basically, but he couldn't forgive her for that. He couldn't forgive Robin for what he said.
Because for
watching his child get his own child, flesh and blood, get kidnapped, and for threatening his children. I will never understand the way
nobody
these writers
does.
Write anymore.
No,
Jason,
nobody does.
This is not Jason's character. He's so out of character. Even if they correct the writing of this show. I'll never understand why they felt they had to write the show the way they did if they correct the writing.
Because they had to, because Paul Kelly cannot act with anyone but Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
No, that's
such a crap issue with Michael
in their contract. Don't you want to have, like... What do you call it? Don't you want to have, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, flexibility. Don't you want to have, like, other chops for your acting skills? Don't you want to work with other people to get your, to, you know what I mean?
But see, that's
Terry, I don't think not too many people want to work with Kelly. I know Burton,
I'm sorry, he's the one of the best actors on that show. He hasn't
he
had
is.
An Emmy. 98. And he ain't going to get an Emmy if he's stuck with her. I'm sorry. And I don't, get me wrong, I like Kelly Monaco. I mean, I've liked her in Port Trials. I have nothing against her. I just think that if Steve Burton wants a really juicy storyline, they're going to have to write him back with Robin, storylines with her, and maybe his friends, go back with Liz. You know, he's not going to get that Emmy if he wants the Emmy. I'm not bashing anybody. I'm just, in my opinion, I mean, I'm actually aiming this at the writers and the people that are behind the scenes.
They need to get him out of the sand pit they put him in.
Because there is nowhere to go. They painted him in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
I think
at this point, I've said it before and I'll say it again. At this point, he's just getting his paycheck. And I think at this point, that's all he cares about, because apparently, I don't think not too many of the actors are all over-thrilled with their scripts anyway.
And you can tell by the way they're acting it, too. You can tell by they're just throwing things in and they're just acting.
He'll be ready to move to with his family and get the hell out of there.
I know. And you know, if that happens, I'm going to say bye to the show. You know, because
he can't be a mob enforcer forever. The kid is 40 years old. He can't do it forever.
I know.
He wants to have the family on that show because he has one in real life. And I think he probably feels sad for the kid, his character, because he probably wants that character to have a family too. And he could have a family and do what he does on the show. You know, I mean, the character of Jason can do that and be a mob enforcer as well.
I just wanted to say what Audrey put in the world.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, I know Mo did not want to work with her.
Right.
But everyone wants to work with Becky. And they painted Layvon in a corner with Dana, Dana, Dana.
Yeah, Danger Manager is a moot point now. If they're still going to go with that, because look at Lucky, he has already brought in the danger into town, Port Charles.
Yeah.
Being involved in the Balkans, so they can't. Yep. That's going to be. They're going to have to find something else. They're going to have to find another excuse to not put Liz and Jason together.
Well, Friday
Who's the Balkan?
Friday we find out.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Jerry. Do you think it's Jerry?
I don't think it's Jerry.
That people
guy either. I don't think he's on very long.
Maybe it's going to be Helena. Who knows?
But Friday we find out. And Jerry was at Carly and Jax's today, threatening Brenda. And Jax walks in at the end of the show, so they're a tag for tomorrow.
I don't. This show isn't the way. I just feel sorry for the. The people in charge of this show just totally are making it go way down in the ratings.
It's awful.
It's so bad. I remember a time when the ratings were back in the day. It was the best. The ratings were so awesome. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. You know, they need to take a cue from Y&R and start writing
stories, not plot points.
Yeah. Forget about it's the character driven stories that what people want to see. You know? I mean, Liz and Jason, if they were written a character driven story with really great writers, it'd be awesome.
Oh, of course.
Because really, if Jerry was the Vulcan, he's only on for like 6 episodes, they said.
Oh, okay.
So
I wonder who the Vulcan is. Is the Vulcan somebody that's going to be new, or is it somebody that's already on?
He knows he has connections with some PC characters.
Okay.
So he knows
I have no idea as to the Vulcan. I try to I'll try to watch it and try to figure it out myself, because sometimes you could do that. If you watch, sit and watch, you could like read between the lines or something on the show. But and you know why all of a sudden is Liz's brother and Jason in scenes together?
Yep.
Why all of a sudden are they even doing that? Now that makes Steve getting involved in this whole Balkan thing. And then
and then
Liz is his brother. So Liz is somehow going to get
involved. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it's just me being delusional or wishful thinking, but somehow Liz is going to have to get involved in this.
Yep. Okay, Audrey said something that made my head spin.
Oh, Faison.
Yeah.
Really? You never know. Maybe they could bring back Faison. He was a good villain on the show.
Wasn't Faison involved with Robert
and Anna and all that situation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. That would back.
That could help Faison drawn into it.
Okay, yeah. And you guys remember Faison was the one that kidnapped Lucky with Elena, right?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, my gosh.
God, you are very, very smart.
I wish it was Faison, but you never know.
Saying it's Theo, but I don't see how he can be the
boss.
I was actually going to say that.
That's who I thought it might be. Because even though he's hypochondriac in the hospital, but maybe he's trying to assess everything, the situation. Maybe he's just trying to assess all, you know, Robin, because Robin's friends with Brenda.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then Robin knows Jason and knows Sunny and everything, and I don't know. That's what I'm thinking, but you never know. That's what I thought, too. But
I didn't think he was going to be on for that long.
He could be the Balkan, that would be a twist to the story, that he's the Balkan, you know?
There's no way Jerry could be the father of Alexander, because Alexander has to be in his 30s.
Okay.
So there's no way Jerry could be the father of Alex, because I don't know how old Alexander was when Brenda killed him.
But did Brenda really kill him? I'm sorry, I'm just being funny.
She shot him in the back.
What is this big secret that Brenda? I mean, was that it? That she killed Alexander? Was that the big secret?
Well, I think there's more to it. I think she might have had a child with Alexander or something.
Oh, okay.
They haven't divulged into that part of the story yet.
Oh, who knows how long that'll take.
And you know what? I think with Carly digging into things, I read a rumor or spoiler that it's going to all blow up in her face, Carly's face.
Carly is...
It always does, though. She starts these things, and everything falls back on her at the end of the day.
She doesn't think things through. She's like one of those type of people that takes action before she thinks about it. She does things before she thinks of how it'll affect other people.
How it's going to affect, yeah.
But with this Abby thing, though, and with what I can't stand what Sam told Carly the other day.
If you're not careful,
if you're not careful, you're going to lose Michael. You're going to push him further away.
Who is she?
Did you see Michael's face today? Did you see Michael's face today when that kid asked who is his bitch in prison?
You know
like
what?
That?
I kind of didn't even watch General Hospital today,
man.
So I didn't see that.
Priceless.
Oh,
sorry, but I don't like Michael and Abby. I'm sorry. I don't like them.
I don't like them together either. I think
I liked Abby, I mean, Michael with Allie, but they never did anything with that.
Now, Abby,
they've kind of put that off the table, but the whole Zoe thing, now I'm kind of wishing they would put it back on the table.
Well, I think Abby's up to something personally, but.
The actress that plays is like 33. Somebody said in chat room on the other show that she's like 33 in real life.
Oh,
she
yeah.
looks like she could be. She looks familiar, like I've seen her in something else.
Well, wait till Party finds out she's a pole dancer.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. Carly needs to smack Sam's ass to the ground. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She totally needs to smack her ass. I wish they'd have some kind of a cat fight, man.
Yeah, Carly to kick her ass.
Oh,
I know. Yes,
Carly.
Yeah.
Her ass,
she
Carly.
Is a feisty bitch, man, when she's pissed.
I know. Yeah. And I can't believe, oh, Sam, when Carly walked into Kelly, Sam was like, oh, hey, like if they're friends. The way she said that to her, like, oh, hey, got your message. The way she just said that, I was like, oh, so you guys are friends now, by the way they were talking to each other? How'd that happen?
They have never been friends.
I know, I've never hated
the
character.
My favorite, Carly and Sam moment was them fighting on the pool table. And I was sad that
yeah.
I remembered some of them. I'm like, do it!
Yep. That was when Jason had a pool table.
Yeah.
I don't get why they even got rid of the fucking pool table either.
Because it's an unkeep pool
table
now.
Jason, fucking people. Yeah.
They had
yeah, fucking people.
Bachelor pad, you know.
Yeah, I know. Who
oh.
got rid of the pool table? Was it Maxie that went in there and got rid of it, or what?
Yep.
And now Lucky's got a. I think that's pool tables in Lucky's house now, or penthouse,
yeah.
or apartment, whatever.
Jason had. Yep.
I know. Fucking powers that be. Fucking writers. Fucking Franz.
That domesticated Jason.
Okay. Go, Terry.
Shit. I'm fucking pissed off with this show. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand Sam, the character of Sam with a passion. I've never hated a character so much in my whole life, and I've hated characters, and this is the only, including primetime movies, daytime, I have never hated a character so much in my life. And it's not like she's an evil villain or anything, but, well, she could be.
Whitewashed her so damn much.
I think she's better at playing a villain. I think they need to start writing her, they need to start, you know, turning her character around to evil. She'd make a very good villain, wouldn't she?
Well, she's a...
Well, look at what she was doing the whole thing with the whole kidnapping and the whole... threatening and
exactly.
She's a really good woman against like woman scorns type of a thing.
Oh, Bridget, I'm reading I Took Your Hand. What is that?
Yes.
That is good. So they're up to, she's up to 9 chapters now.
It is a good flick.
It's going to be good, and it's just getting started. It hasn't
yeah.
gotten in the middle yet. This is all, you know, still in the early stages, and it's. I think it's really going to be good.
That
really
gal that writes,
good.
Though, she's a darn good writer.
Yeah, she is. She is very good. She is very good. And, you know, it's funny, but in every single fanfic I've read, about Jason and Liz, he has always had terms of endearment for her.
Yep.
My Elizabeth, or my sweet girl. And on the show, he doesn't, you know, she's just Elizabeth. But
yep.
in every fanfic that I've ever read, you know, about them, he always has these little terms of endearment for her.
Yep.
He's Elizabeth. And I said, wow, take me back to those thrilling years of yesteryear. Well, maybe one day, you never know. Maybe they might have their own show. You never know. The Jason and Elizabeth Hour. Well, I wonder how that would go over.
Well, you know what? I mean,
whoa.
I will watch the Jason and Elizabeth Hour over the Sam Hour.
Oh, of course. Of course. Naturally. Naturally, baby.
So wait, Briz, when are you out of school for the break? Are you out now?
No, we don't get out till next Wednesday, half a day. And then we don't have to be back till the 4th of January. So I get almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So you're going skiing, Bridget?
Yeah, I'm going to spend Christmas with the family, but my friends and I, we always go on a ski trip together.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
And we all go up and stay up there and ski our butts off and drink lots of hot toddies and check out hot men. And,
all right.
You know, we gotta do that. We just take a Sex in the City. I've got three friends that act just like the girls.
Oh, really?
Sex in the City. It is hilarious watching all four of us together. It's fun. We have a good time.
Good. Oh, boy.
Audrey, how did it go? She has to be up early, so she wanted me to say goodnight, everyone. So where did you go skiing, with that? Is it
it depends. One year we'll go down to Steamboat, Colorado. This year we're coming up to Red Lodge, Montana, because they've gotten a lot of snow. It just depends where the snow's at. We check the reports to see who's got the best snow closest to us, so we all pack up.
How long is the drive?
Steamboat's a pretty good stretch. I'd say it's about 6 to 8 hours. It's about...
Wow.
Both about 6 to 8 hours both ways. But, you know, when all four of us are switching back driving, it doesn't take us long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just kind of pack up what we can and go.
That's good because, I mean... The whole point. And how many days have you gone for?
Oh, it depends. Depends on how sore we are. Because we haven't been skiing. It's the first time we've been skiing this year. So it depends on how we go. I think we're staying like 3 or 4 days. But it could change. We might stay longer. We might go home earlier. It just depends. We kind of fly by.
Yeah, how much does it normally cost you? What does it cost for the skis?
Actually, Red Lodge, they got a pretty good deal. They got a package, room and skiing, and I think it's like almost $200 per person for so many days.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and
this
with
is
the
like
gas,
all this is meals included, right?
What's that?
Meals included or what?
No, we do pay for our own meals and all that. Because Red Lodge has a bar and dining area at the ski resort, and they got lots of dining down in the main. It's a beautiful town. It is gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, I've been there before because I have family up there.
Oh,
we could stay with my family, but we thought, heck, we'll just get a room and so we can just do what we want, don't have to
contend
with anybody.
Right.
But, yeah,
that
it's
fun. Like
Steamboat is a heck of a lot more expensive because it's a lot bigger and it's more touristy. Red Lodge is touristy too, but it's small. It's a small little town.
Right.
Little country town.
That sounds so much fun. I mean, you know, going skiing and, you know, I mean, you know,
a trip at least once or twice a year so we can all just unwind and get away from things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. We're all single, so we just kind of hang out and check out the scenery.
I wonder if Terry muted us again.
Oh, does Terry mute people too? I thought
Terry?
That was only you, Carly.
I did not mute you. Honestly, I did not. oh my God, Terry, oh my gosh, Terry. Okay. We are, by the way, we have 6 minutes left.
yes. Okay.
Terry.
Oh,
okay,
Terry.
$5 then.
Oh, Terry.
Well, she's still in the chat room.
I know. All family, everyone goes to their in-laws on Christmas Eve, and so I'm the only kid that is not married, and my grandma goes over to her son's house, and, well, we don't want to go over there because his wife is scary.
His wife is scary?
Well, not really scary, but she's one of those people who you walk in the house, and if you sit on one thing, she gets totally nervous. You know, I mean, they live in a nice house, but, you know, it's this tense every time you go over there. So this year, this me, my mom, and dad. And so I'm like, Mom, Dad, because of the casino Christmas Eve, and they said, well, we might do that because it's just the three of us. Terry, I can't believe Terry did that. Terry's.
Yeah. Well, Christmas Eve for us, we all get together, go to late church, and then we go sleigh riding. And then the next day we open our presents. Well, actually, we open some of our presents the night before and the rest in the morning. And then we go sledding.
Oh, wow.
Christmas really? Day.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And then I'll leave the day after and then be gone for however long, and then I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the weather, too. If the weather's going to be cruddy, then it'll be a short trip.
Yeah.
We don't want to get caught in too bad of a storm if it happens. So.
Yeah, driving. You don't want to be driving
yep.
that mess. Because mm-hmm.
we'll be right in the mountains.
Oh, wow. So. You really have to be careful.
Yep.
So, do you get to see your niece and nephew before you go? Or,
oh, yeah. The whole family
you...
will be together Christmas Eve and part of Christmas Day. Usually, actually, Christmas Eve, all the kids do their Christmas presents open Christmas Eve, and then they'll go home to their families for Christmas Day. But we're all together for Christmas Eve, and then I usually just stay home with the folks Christmas Day, and we go sledding, and sometimes they'll come back just to go sledding with us, but usually it's the neighbor kids will come over and go sledding with us. Or
oh, fun.
Yeah, the whole mountain of ours is family, so we all kind of hang out
really?
Together.
Okay.
And you're not sure what you're doing, right, Silly? You don't know what you guys...
I don't know. If I don't go over there, then Tracy said, shucks. She said, because my sister is also here now. So Tracy said, she just might come over here. I mean, Christmas is sort of like Thanksgiving, you know, with strictly the cooking and all that. But
yeah.
Christmas, sometimes you want to kind of just, you know, chill out. And then after that, you know, you got to get yourself up again for New Year's Eve. So that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So it is more cooking. So that's why sometimes on Christmas, you know, you might make a pan of lasagna or pizza or something like, just where it's not that all-day type of cooking. You know, you get sick of that.
We don't either, Shirley. We just
chill
make
out,
whatever,
you know?
Whatever's there. And
Christmas
isn't as big of an eating holiday as Thanksgiving anyway.
It isn't. But, you know, like I said, Thanksgiving is that all-day days to get ready for the big meal, but not Christmas. Cause shoot, I'd be happy with burgers on the grill or something. You know, I don't care. But we'll see. Whatever happens. We'll play it by ear. I think the most important part is that the family is all together. So that's the most
mm-hmm.
important part. You know, that's what it's all
hard
about.
It's hard to get all four of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get all four of us in the same room for like a holiday. I mean, it's like, you're literally like three of us, but mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we have, the four of us hasn't been in the same room since the summertime when all of us were at the beach together, so I mean.
Really?
Yeah, so because my sister's a my sister's a doctor, so sometimes he has to work holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so,
more of a kid's holiday anyway. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty much Christmas is a kid's holiday anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the kids open their presents. And
this stuff, yeah. Yeah. Because I have to buy my little grandson, I know what I want to get him, but I haven't been able to get it yet. So I have to, with his little self.
What about you? Are you just gonna give your older grandson money, or?
I just normally give him money. Now birthday was a couple of weeks ago. His birthday was on the last week. It was on the 10th, and I gave him. The kid, he's 18 years old. What are you gonna do? You know, I'm gonna give him money, and he saves it for whatever he wants to do with it.
Yeah.
But money is, you know, usually the thing. And I'm sort of glad it's gotten that way, because you hate to got to go shopping, standing on the long lines, buying these toys. I'd rather just say, here, baby, here's some money. Do what you want to do with it, you know, whatever. Ooh, you're breaking up, Carly.
Yeah.
You're breaking up, babe.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now?
Now it's better now.
Yeah, well, she started that because she did not know what we liked and disliked, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she does it now, and I always joke with her. I'm like, you know, you give the married couple, you know, money too. Well, since I have not gotten married yet, I think I should get more of it. And so you laughed. You made her laugh at him.
Oh, really?
I'm watching.
I'm sorry. I was eating something. I had you guys on mute. And while I had you guys on mute, I was watching The Good Wife, and I'm crying right now.
Is it the season finale?
It's the one where the guy's on death row, and he's.
Oh, no,
I'm like,
watch the show. I said I was going to start watching it because they say it's an excellent show.
It's a really great show, and I'm, like, in tears. This show.
Really?
I love shows like that where they put you in tears. You know
I know. I'm a teared up person. In any given moment, I would start crying.
I know. I cry at Hallmark commercials. Yeah, I do. You know what one show I liked was Cold Case. That show I've been doing other stuff while you guys been talking.
I
had to go look at the Christmas tree.
I mean, that's your MO. I'll just tune them out and I'll go ahead.
I had to go look at the Christmas tree. They just finished trimming the tree, and then I had to go. I was going to go get something to eat, but my niece cooked my dad and her something. I'm like, oh, that's good. I just had some waffles for dinner. So.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had breakfast food for dinner.
Like somebody else I know does
mm-hmm.
that. She'll eat waffles for dinner.
Yeah, me.
Yeah,
I do it.
Who could that
possibly be?
I go,
like,
can I
have
some waffles? Because I bought waffles the other day, and every time I, you know, they're, like, gone. And then I asked, there was a whole new box, and then I go, can I have some waffles? And my sister goes, oh, sure. And then I hear Lexi going, my 11-year-old niece, go, oh, she can only have, like, four. Because she took four. And I'm, like, sitting there thinking, excuse me, but I buy like for the waffles for like anybody could go in there and get them, but I don't expect them to be gone in a day,
you know,
because I like to eat them like when I have a sweet tooth or something
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of syrup on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then the dog likes to lick the plate.
You mean Foster?
Foster. Oh, you're speaking of Foster, I heard him, like, he was making a funny sound earlier, like a horse sound or something, and I'm like, Tanya, what did you, and I hear my niece Tanya go, I'm sorry. I'm like, what did you do? What dog was that? She's like, Foster. I'm like, what did you do to him? And she, like, grabbed him by the ears because they're so soft.
And she
I don't know what she did. But he's okay. She's like, oh, are you deaf or something now? Foster. Hey, Foster, you're fine, aren't you, buddy?
This is the same kid who's opening up your mail.
Oh, that was an older niece. This is an older niece I have.
Oh, wow.
Like 26.
God.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to let her live that down. No, I'm kidding.
Dog abuser, please.
No, it's just like, I just don't understand. All of a sudden, she's like, she was getting into the packages, like the box. It just started just recently, and I'm like, wait a minute. I was so shocked that I came home a couple weeks ago, and I saw the box open, my mail. And I'm like, who is opening my mail? And, you know, it could have been something that somebody wanted nobody to see. I'm just saying, you know, I mean.
You never know, yeah.
So.
I loved what she goes, do you know this is illegal? And I'm like,
of course. It's illegal to look in somebody's, it's a felony, right?
It is.
It's a felony,
no,
right?
I mean,
to look in somebody's
all
mail.
All fairness aside, yeah, it is.
Yeah, you could go, I don't know, what's the prison time for it?
Let's see, how old is she? 11?
Oh, gosh.
Usually that's 25 to life. No, I don't know.
No, yeah, I'm sure. Maybe, I'm kidding.
Well,
if you do it three times, yeah. If you do it third time, yeah. 25 years to life. You know, I don't know if we still have the three strikes thing here in California anymore. I think we might. I think we still have the three. That kind of sucks for people that are just everyday people, and they, you know, getting a third strike for, like, maybe a DUI, a three strike thing or something, and they're going to prison for the rest of their lives. I don't know. I don't agree with that three strikes law. I don't know. It's been around for a long time.
When we were growing up, and whenever one of us got, like, a no home or, like, an absent, I'm like, okay, what are we going to do with this? We need to get rid of this evidence. So my brother would take a knife, or sometimes like a kettle, and open him up that way. And if it was something bad, he's like, okay. He would tear it up. He's like, now, go put this in the neighbor's trash can. Do not put it in our trash can. Because mom and dad might...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, so I always did that. And at the end of the year, my parents were at a teacher conference. And the teacher's like, have you been getting the notes that, you know, they were absent for, like, a couple of days? And my mom, like, went out. And she came home, and my brother goes, Mom, it must have got lost in the mail. And I'm like, and now that he has kids, I think the whole karma thing is going to, like...
Yeah.
Saying goes, yeah. Karma's a bitch, isn't it? It'd really bite you in the ass. Okay, the room just went silent just then.
Wow.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
Well, isn't karma, karma is a bitch, isn't it? It can totally bite you in the ass when you least expect it to.
Oh, yeah.
It surely can. That's what's happened to General Hospital right now. It's biting them in the ass.
Well, we'll see how deep the bites go, if there are any changes on the show. Who knows?
I would hope that after these, tune into the day of those repeats and show that we are here and fighting, that we do matter and that we count, you know, that Liz and Jason fans are what will could help with the show. If we were to prove that, I don't see what other, I don't, if they don't, you know what I'm, if they don't see that and do a change, I don't know what else can be done. I honestly, I don't get, if they can't see that we're here and we're waiting for them, we'll come back. If you put them together, then I don't know what, what else that could be said. You
but
know,
they've been saying that for a long time.
I know, but I mean,
they've
got to throw in the white towel sometime. They can't keep fighting.
Yeah.
When they're in the bottom of the barrel or something, they are in.
Yeah.
They are in like last place with everything.
Number one minute and sixth is the next. I mean,
fluctuating? Why can't Young and the Rest has been on top forever? Why don't you think they'd want to fight for the top title at least once? They're never going to get the top title if they're going to keep going this way. So they're going to have to throw in the towel and do some damage control or something.
I know we could just keep going at it,
have the show and write letters and campaign, but it's ultimately they've got to give in somehow because they can't keep going at this rate. I'm sorry, I don't care if they're the head of their own channel or whatever. I mean, they're merchandise. It's like a merchandise, you know. And we're the customers, you know. They would be on discontinued aisle right now, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not selling anything. They're not bringing in the dollars, or whatever. I don't know.
What's
I don't know how they logically think
that
they can't get canceled.
I was Procter reading the other day on RT, Procter & Gamble.
Yep.
But that's all soaps there.
Because Procter & Gamble, I guess they were a distributor. They were trying to distribute it somewhere else. But I think because ABC owns the station and they own their own soap, so I guess I read somewhere that they're not concerned about their ratings because they have the choice if they want it, let the show end. But come on, I mean, how can you let
advertisers to pay for all the ad space?
I mean, come on, doing so bad. I could do better business than that. I could do, instead of going by focus groups, why don't they go out walking around asking people what they really want?
Because of focus groups.
Send surveys in the mail.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Send surveys in the mail. Do something like that. The focus groups are just a handful of people. And, you know, I think Brian Franz said his daughter liked Jason and Sam, too. So I even think he asked his daughter because she's a young girl or whatever. And I think I read somewhere that he asked his daughter if Jason and Sam were a really good couple. And she goes, yeah. And so I think that was another motivation of breaking Jason and Liz up. Because
well,
it was
you know
on the words of his daughter or something, too. Now, if you're going to go by a kid about what a really good couple is all about, then I think there's something wrong in their brain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah.
Because when I was a teenager, I knew what a really good romance was. When I was a teenager, there wasn't a couples like Jason and Sam. There were couples like Cruz and Eden. I think we have grown up in a different generation, so we kind of know what makes a really good couple.
Yep.
Jason and Sam are not what a couple makes.
Before you throw all the new, I mean, there are some younger, like Allie that gets, you know, laid on, and Talia loves laid on, too, so...
Oh my God! Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Oh, jeez, Chad.
Oh my God. A lot of cussing on the show tonight too.
Oh.
I don't think you quite heard it, but I was in the bathroom too, and I had you guys on mute, but then I got off of mute a little bit. So if you go play it fast, you probably hear a little. Me peeing a little bit too.
But as far as, you know, people saying this is a good couple act, you know, couples are in the eye of the beholder. What can you do? Just like we like our couple and they like theirs. I mean, you know, right or wrong in that. You know, you either do or you don't. And
I mean, I feel like a broken record. It's like,
I know. It's called
like you could just talk and talk and talk about how we hate them and everything, how we hate them. It's like, but are people really
not, it's really not a fun thing, you know.
It's not a fun thing. I mean, I wish we would have had this show back when Liz and Jason were on, because it would have been really great. We could have.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get back together, we'll just have throw a big party and you know. I'll get some party favors and be blown. New Year party favors and be thrown, you know.
And Bridget can get drunk too with us.
Is Bridget still on?
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone now because I'm going to try to beat somebody in the shower, but I think that's going to be kind of hard, but...
Yeah, it's probably that
time
anyway.
See, you have
anyway,
to learn how to take your shower early, like I told you.
I know. I'm definitely now that I'm be starting a new job soon.
Yeah, you know, take
get
your
up at, like,
shower 6:30 early
in the morning.
And put your jammies on, and then you can talk.
I know.
And, you know, I don't have to worry about
that's
that.
That's what
then
I do. I take my shower, put my jammies on, and I'm ready to go.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
I'm not the type.
You don't listen.
No, I'm the type to not... Because my sister's the type to come home and get in her comfy clothes and then have a shower later. But I'm the type to stay in my street clothes and just wait until I have a shower or a bath. What was the comment I made a long time ago about that? Did I make something? It was funny. I had said it in the wrong way.
Yeah, you said something. Yeah, but I don't remember what
it
was.
I don't remember what it is either. I said something about, I'm going to go, something about, I forgot. It was funny. I forgot what it was.
Okay,
I don't even remember the date.
Okay.
Say it back,
say everything fucking funny all the time. No one knows how hilarious you are, really.
Me?
I don't see
myself as funny. I don't see myself as funny.
I think you're funny.
Yeah. I think even the kids at work think I'm funny, too. I think I had said something. One of the kids, this was a few years ago, they were saying something. One of the kids had said something to me, and then I had said something back to him, and then one of the kids goes, oh, that was good, what I had said, but good comeback. So I guess being working with kids for 9 years, and that's why when I went to go visit you, Carlene, with your dad, I knew how to take it.
I know.
As well as I could give it, so.
Oh, yeah, my dad has a rocky sense of humor.
He could be kind of obnoxious when he wants to be, too.
I know, believe me, I've known.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Carly's dad?
Huh?
Yeah.
You talking about Carly's dad?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
He could be kind of...
Yeah.
Because
when he says things and people take it so seriously, and he wasn't even being serious at all, and I'm like, my favorite thing, you know, when we were going back from my sister's house, and he would tell you how to go.
Oh yeah, he had said, you're gonna be heading, because we're trying to figure out how to go to the freeway. He's like, you're gonna be heading towards that one. I'm like, well, I can't. If I'm beheaded, there's no way I could go anywhere if I'm beheaded. It just came out of me. I don't know what it came out of nowhere when
The way it sounded.
You're going to be heading that way. And I'm like, well, I can't be heading anywhere, because if I'm beheaded, I'm not going to be able to be going anywhere.
Ah, you tell another funny, huh,
Tara? It was just, if people really didn't understand it, they probably wouldn't have gotten it, but, you know.
I think your dad was kind of surprised that came out of my mouth, too. I think.
And then
how I reacted to him in general, because he probably thought he was going to scare me off.
Mm-hmm. But no, he's funny. And he goes, the other night, he was just being really funny. Because him and Terry text each other, but when we were going back from my sister's, I was texting him, Dad, we got in a really bad car accident.
Shoot.
We have to come.
And he believed that. I told her to say that, too. That was my fault. I told her to say that.
That's
See
terrible.
What I'm saying? I told her to say that because I have my mom, I can't. With my mom, I can't be serious. Like, I can't be joking like that with her. So it was nice to have some kind of a role model.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've always been able to joke and stuff and stuff. I mean, crap. Our family even talked about sex at the dinner table growing up, and a lot of kids, whenever they would come over, they would just, like, look at us like,
Wow,
your parents actually say that?
Okay, the 28th, Lisa drugs Johnny but fails to find the incriminating syringe. That's the 28th.
Okay, well, I'm going to take off now, so I'll call in on Monday, right? Kylie, you're going to have a show on Monday, right?
All right.
Okay, and then I'll talk to you at midnight, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Yes, it says here the 29th, Cameron, Molly, Morgan, Allie, Christina, and Michael are the only kids on the trip.
So
Matt and Maxie join the trip.
Okay.
Tragedy strikes as Carly loses contact with Morgan, hearing a terrible car crash through her cell phone.
That's the bus crash.
Yeah. One person on the 4th is airlifted to GH. Somebody suddenly collapses on the 5th. Maxie refuses to allow Lisa to help Matt, so Matt must be hurt. Emergency surgery on one crash survivor who is grave condition. I think that's Olivia.
Yeah, that's what I think,
too. The new pediatrician starts on the 6th. And then Molly starts acting bizarrely on the 7th.
Ooh, okay. Maybe
apparently
Molly
the new
will go.
And charms his way into Robin's life on the 7th.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Well, it's going to be interesting. I just want to see how this bus crash plays out. So, well, we better call it a night because, oh my gosh, it's 10:30 almost.
Well, it's 11:30 here.
It's 1:21 here.
I keep forgetting you an hour
ahead.
An hour difference. Yeah, I keep forgetting you about that.
Hours ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is Florida cold or because the news said you guys were getting cold weather there too?
It's cold, baby. It's cold. I even had to turn on the heat again, you know, to take a chill off the apartment. It's been it's 40. I mean, I've been wearing my little winter jacket here, you know, for the past week, you know, going out. It's been cold. It ain't playing out there. But it's supposed to warm back up tomorrow. By the time
in a couple of days,
it should be up in the 70s and then it goes back down to 50-something on Sunday, you know. But, like, more like normal temperatures because right now, even Florida's got the big chill. We are under the big chill.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
And so, but it hasn't been snowing where you are?
Oh, no, shoot. Last week we've been in the high 40s, and we even had a 52 the other day. It snowed a little
bit
this morning, but we haven't had a real snowstorm in a while.
We got lightning, hail, and something else, like late Monday night, and the power went off and the phone went off, and I was like, because the howling was this bad outside, and so Grandma is sometimes after that hour, so I called too, And I woke my dad up not knowing, and my dad thought my grandma was at my brother's and sister's house. So, yeah, it was funny. And but no, it was howling, and I thought the tree was going to come in the window. It was just weird.
Wow.
So, all right, see you guys on Monday.
All right, honey. Good
night.
Good night,
Bye.
Good night,
Carly. Bye. Bye.